Rory, frustrating end of this one in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, look, you when you're in a position to win the game and you don't win it, it's very disappointing. A draw is, I suppose, some consolation, but overall, I don't think our performance was that great, albeit we were in a position to win the game at the end.
Yeah, he's had to come from that point down as well at the break, but we'll talk about the first half, and Michal Carroll took his goal very well.
Yeah, it was a good move, and Michal, you know, fair play to him, he got into a great position, he tucked it away, he's missed a few chances over the course of the league, but it's great to see him get it. But, you know, we didn't push on from that, and, you know, even in the first half, I thought we, you know, controlled large parts of the game, given there was a strong breeze, and, you know, we'd have only won five. You know, with all that possession, if that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and the second half was a similar story. You were controlling the game, you had a lot of possession, but then the result just wasn't there because there was nine wides in that second half.
No, absolutely. We had a huge amount of possession. We were playing with, you know, strong elements in our favour, but we weren't clinical enough, we weren't ruthless enough, and, you know, it's something, you know, we haven't been good enough the last number of years of opening up the leads when we're in front, and from that point of view it was disappointing. You're always likely to get caught at the death when something like, when you don't stretch it out.
We didn't get a clear view of the penalty. Did you see it better from the line?
No, but I think Martin's accepted it. You know, he pulled jersey, you know, and fairness, David Goff was right up at play, and, you know, penalty.
Yeah, and I suppose a point on this one where you really should have got more out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I felt without being far from at our best, I thought we were the better team for large parts of it, but, you know, a point's all we have, but we'll move on, you know, at the same time, you know, we learn from it. You've got to take learnings from every game, and there's a lot of learning from that.
Yeah, and of course you've still got another game to go now against Mayo and Castlebar, still very much on the hunt for a place in the league final. I know their result might ease their worries of relegation going into next weekend.
Yeah, listen, you know, whether they were safe or not, they're going to want to do well in their home crowd, and it's going to be a huge test for us against, you know, Mayo, who were the second best team in the country last year, and we're just really looking forward to it now.
Ryan seemed to pick up a nasty ankle injury there in the second half. What's their look on that?
I don't know, we'll have to get it scanned, but, you know, he's in a fair degree of pain, you know. Very seldom does he have to come off injured, and, you know, there's no way he could have played on.
Yeah, and he's seen a lot of ball today. He was vital for you today as well, up until he picked it up.
Ah, he was, you know, he's a big player for us, but look, if he's not available next week, you know, we'll have to grin and bear it.
Would that been a factor maybe in leading up to a goal, that maybe were Ryan not down on that channel that maybe Monaghan penetrated it more?
Possibly, that's kind of the wing he defends, but, you know, you know we can't depend on any one player overall as a team. You know, it came from a long kick that we probably should have got our hands on, so we should have, and we just didn't defend it a whole situation well enough.